I wish this line would hurry up and move. Oh, hi. This is Chris. And right now I'm at the Odyssey Bank. Actually, I'm outside the bank, standing in line for the automatic teller machine. Oh, good. It's my turn now. Now, let's see. Put the card in here. Punch in my secret code. Put how much I want to take out of my account. And last but not least, hit the OK button.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
The machine was out of money, so I had to come inside, and now I'm standing in another line. At least I'm up next. This is such a hassle.
Next.
It's about time. Well, I'm glad I finally got up here. I feel like I've been in line forever.
Oh, I'm sorry. We here at Odyssey Bank always try to make our customers happy. We want your money to feel at home with us.
Well, it's nice to see a friendly face for a change. Actually, though, I'm going to take some money out.
Take some out? Then you'll have to fill out this withdrawal form.
But it's 3 feet long.
So what? We need your last name first, first name, middle initial, address, zip code, phone number, social security number,
okay.
Driver's license number, bank account number, and the account numbers of 3 major credit cards.
A credit card?
Yes, and down here we need personal information.
Okay.
Age, sex, weight, height, hair color, distinguishing birthmark, skin tone, general health, the name of your pet or pets, how many brothers and sisters you have, your mother's maiden name, your father's maiden name, a complete job history, how many traffic tickets you've had in the last 5 years, and a list of personal references that doesn't include any relatives, friends, or business associates.
But then who will I get?
That's your problem. But after you fill that out in triplicate, there's the written test.
Written test? Hold it. I thought you said you wanted me to feel at home here.
No, I said we want your money to feel at home here. In fact, we want it to stay at home here. It's all a part of our motto.
Which is?
We'll teach you how to be responsible with money, even if it kills you.
Oh, catchy. Listen, there are better ways to teach responsibility with money.
There are.
Yes, and we're going to learn about some of them on today's adventure.
Well, that's lovely. Until then, you'll have to step out of line.
Oh, great. We'll be back with today's adventure in Odyssey in just a moment.
Next.
It's a relaxing evening at the Barkley home. Mr. Barkley is sitting in the living room in front of the TV, reading his paper. But I have a feeling this peace and quiet isn't going to last very long.
Oh, there you are, Dad.
Hi, Jimmy.
How was your day at work, Dad?
Oh, fine, son.
That's good. I know how hard they work you sometimes, and I'm glad you had a good day today.
Well, I'm glad you're glad.
Can I get you anything, Dad? A cup of cocoa or a pillow or maybe your slippers?
All right, Jimmy. What do you want?
Want? What makes you think I want anything?
Call it a hunch.
Well, since you brought it up, it's really important to you that I get a good education, isn't it?
Of course it is. Wait a minute. Jimmy, did you fail another spelling test?
No.
A math test?
No.
Then what's this all about?
Well, knowing how important my education is to you, I was wondering if I could have $20 to buy Zappazoid.
Zappazoid? What's Zappazoid?
It's a new video game.
No, Jimmy, a new video game is educational?
Yeah, it teaches you all about the universe.
Uh-huh.
See, the evil slime zoids from the planet Zap are invading our solar system, and it's our duty to stop them. But I can't stop them unless I learn about them, and I can't learn about them unless I get the game.
I see. Well, why don't you try learning about them by doing your homework?
That was a good one, Dad. So can I have the money?
I don't think so, Jimmy.
Oh, please, Dad, please.
What's going on?
Your brother's trying to finagle 20 bucks out of me to get a video game.
Look, Jimmy, Dad has more important things to spend money on than a dumb video game.
That's right, Donna.
Like clothes, for instance.
Wait a minute.
And while we're on the subject, Dad, I really need a new coat.
A new coat? Well, you have a coat.
But it's old.
We bought it last year.
That's why I need a new one. A genuine Ralston herringbone with real synthetic fur lining. They're on sale at Greenway's department store. 20% off.
I think you're 20% off.
At least I want something important instead of something dumb.
Hey.
Yeah, well, nobody knows more about dumb things than you do.
Hey,
that's true.
Hold on.
I know you.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You call
now,
it trash.
Hey, cut it
you
out.
Are
just
so
knock
dumb,
it
that
girl.
Fashion.
Donna,
no,
Jimmy,
you
knock it off.
My World War III in here. What's all the yelling about?
Your children are trying to swindle
my
their
children?
Poor father out of money so they can get a video game and a new coat.
Jimmy, Donna, is that any way to treat your
father? I mean,
father?
You should. But I heard him trying to butter me
Look,
up.
He works very hard, and when he comes home, the last thing he wants to talk about is money.
Your mother is absolutely right. Listen to her.
He probably wants to talk about vacations.
That's
instead.
Right. Vacations?
Yeah. Like where we're going to go this year. I thought we could visit the East Coast, George, or maybe go to the Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
Yes. Remember, you promised me that when we were the kids were old enough that we would go to the Bahamas.
Hold on. Look. This may come as a terrible shock to you all, but this family is not independently wealthy. I mean, these things all take money, and although I never thought I'd hear myself say this, money doesn't grow on trees.
We know that. That's why they made credit cards.
Very funny, Donna. You know, it seems like every time I turn around, I'm handing out money for something.
Well, how else are we supposed to get it?
That's a good question, dear. You handle the finances, so anytime we want or need anything, we have to come to you.
That's true. Well, it's always worked before, but... Well, now I guess the kids are getting older. I suppose we ought to come up with a new plan, huh?
Well, until you do, can I have the 20 bucks for Zappazoid?
And can I get my new coat, Dad?
And can I get my snow, Dad?
I hardly think it prudent to blame me for the fact that you can't number a sense of humor among your attributes.
I have a great sense of humor, Eugene, when I hear something funny.
And you don't find this article amusing?
Amusing? I don't even find it readable.
Are you two at it again? Seems like all you ever do anymore is argue. Now, what's it about this time?
Well, Mr. Whitaker, I was merely attempting to instruct Miss Kendall here on some of the finer points of humor.
By reading me an article out of Biology Quarterly?
Humor can be found everywhere, Miss Kendall. A truly rounded person would know that.
A truly rounded person doesn't read about earthworms for enjoyment.
Earthworms?
Oh, yes, Mr. Whitaker. It's an article by I Am Nerdly, and the last paragraph is especially humorous. Listen.
Oh, we're on the edge of our chairs.
Earthworms indirectly provide food for man by their beneficial effects on plant growth in such areas as soil aeration and the decomposition of organic material. Now, wait. Here's the funny part. Earthworms also serve as fish bait, hence the name angleworm. Angleworm, get it? Oh, that nerdly. Oh, what a guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a regular laugh riot.
Do I detect a note of sarcasm in that statement, Miss Kendall?
Who, moi?
Well, obviously, you have no appreciation for good humor.
I have a great appreciation for humor. I just don't find any inside of a textbook.
Well, I'd be surprised if you've ever seen the inside of a textbook, Miss Kendall.
Hey, I'm in school. I read a lot of textbooks.
See, Dick Run is not a textbook.
Very funny. Ha ha. I read better stuff than that.
Oh, yes. I've seen some of your stuff. Classic novels like Be Still, My Fluttering Heart, a teen romance, or that epic you were reading last week, the Shop Till You Drop Guide. My, how stimulating.
Reading isn't everything, you know. Some people have more important things to do than sit around all day with their nose stuck in a book.
Oh, like bowling, for instance?
Well, now that you mentioned it, yeah. Bowling takes a lot of physical skill, something you wouldn't know anything about.
Alas, you're right, Miss Kendall. I suppose some of us are made to pursue knowledge, whilst others are made to knock down large pieces of plastic with a lead ball.
All right, you two, that's enough. You've been going at each other like this ever since I got back from my business trip. If you have a problem, I think you'd better patch it up.
Well, I don't believe there's any real problem, Mr. Whittaker.
No.
Well, I believe it's more a matter of personalities.
Yeah, I have one and he doesn't.
Connie.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. But I think he's right. I mean, it's like because we have different personalities, it makes us, you know, like, do things different from each other.
Precisely. For instance, when I speak, I use English. When Miss Kendall speaks, she uses... What do you call that again?
Eugene? Now, look, if that's the case, then I want you both to try to curb your personalities while you're here, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Now, Connie, those tables need clearing off. And Eugene, the talking mirror, has a short in one of its speakers. So, let's get to work and see if you can do it without arguing, huh?
We shall make every effort to accomplish these tasks, both in short order and in silence, Mr. Whittaker.
Why can't you just say yes, sir, like a normal person?
One should endeavor to employ proper phraseology whenever one has the opportunity, Miss Kim.
Why don't you try employing a little...
I'm so glad they understood.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, hi there, Donna. I thought I saw you and Jimmy come in a little while ago.
Yeah, we wanted to prepare ourselves before we went home.
Oh? For what?
Well, a couple of nights ago, my family got into a big discussion about money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it ended when my mom and dad decided to put me and Jimmy on a budget. They're gonna tell us what it is when we get home.
Well, you may not like it at first, but it's really the best thing for you. It'll teach you how to be a good steward.
You mean like on an airplane?
No, Donna, no. A steward is a person who looks after someone else's business or money.
Why would I want to learn how to be one of them?
Because you already are one. See, we're all stewards of God. He's given all of us everything we have, and he expects us to take good care of what he's given us and to use it wisely. I think your parents are very smart to teach you responsibility with money this early in life.
Yeah, you sound just like my dad did last night. Money is a great motivator.
Well, he's right about that, too. You can use money to teach a lot of things.
What's the matter?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Your father just gave me an idea.
Come on, Donna. We gotta get home.
Okay. I gotta go now, Mr. Whittaker. Pray for me.
I will, Donna. Bye. Oh, bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Mr. Whittaker.
Money is a great motivator.
All right, kids, come on over here to the fireplace. Jimmy, would you turn off the TV, please?
But this is my favorite program.
Jimmy, this is a little more important than a television show. Please do as your father says.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your mom and I have been working on this plan all week, and we think it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that as of right now, the Barkley family is definitely on a budget.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew it. That means I won't ever get any new clothes again.
Yeah, and I can say goodbye to Zappazoids, too.
Now, wait a minute. Just because you're on a budget doesn't mean you can't get things. It just means that you have to be more careful about the things you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I ever get any money. But I won't, because the next time I ask Dad for it, he'll say it's not in the budget.
Well, that's part of the reason we're here. See, you aren't going to need to ask me for money anymore.
Why not?
Well, because we're going to give you money automatically at the beginning of each month.
You are?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad and I have figured out just how much money you each need for various things throughout the year.
You see, we divided that number by 12, which gave us a monthly amount, and that's what you're going to be getting at the beginning of each month.
Really?
That's great. I can get Zappazoids after all.
Whoa. Back up. I mean, just because we're giving you this money doesn't mean you can do anything you want with it.
That's right. See, there are certain rules you both have to obey about how this money is spent. That's where the envelopes come in.
Envelopes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 5 for you, Donna. Here. And these 5 are for you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, read what's written on yours there.
Tithe, save, spend... Gissen, clothes?
Uh-huh. Out of the money you get each month, at least 10% has to go into the tithe envelope, which goes to the church, and 10% has to go into the save envelope.
And that means any money you get during the month, not just the money we give you.
That's okay. It still leaves plenty left over for clothes.
Yeah, which brings us to rule number 2. The rest of the money has to be divided equally between the other 3 envelopes.
But...
There'll be times when you'll want to buy gifts or things other than clothes, Donna. And if you work it right, you'll have plenty of money left for the latest fashions.
And that's another point. You're both going to have to make wise decisions about what you buy. Because when the money runs out, well, that's it. You don't get any more until the next month.
You mean
You won't even pay for food or anything like that?
Honey, we'll still provide necessities like food and shelter and school supplies, since those are things you have to have. But as far as everything else is concerned, you're on your own.
Oh, and remember, there's one more thing. Remember we said we came up with a monthly amount for both of you?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, we're not going to give all of that money to you. Just part of it. The rest you're going to have to earn yourselves.
What? You mean you want us to get a job?
No, but there are lots of things you can do around here to get extra money.
Like maybe doing the dishes and taking out the garbage?
Oh, nice try, Donna. But no, those are things you do because you're members of this family and they need to be done. But there are lots of other things, like you could do some ironing for me, Donna.
Jimmy, you could help me out in the yard.
Yeah,
I'm sure you both could just use your imaginations and come up with a lot of things you can do around here. It all depends on how badly you want extra money.
So, do you have any questions?
Nah, sounds kind of neat to me.
Well, it doesn't to me. Are we really going to do this?
Yes, Donna, we really are.
That's right. It's going to happen, so you might as well make the best of it.
Yeah, right.
We'll find out what happens to Jimmy and Donna when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. Conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Let's see now. Yeah, I think that'll work out just fine.
Mr. Whitaker?
Whit, you wanted to see us?
Oh, yes, I did, Connie. Come on in. Close the door, will you, Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker.
Hey, what's up?
Connie, Eugene, how would you both like a bonus?
A what?
A bonus. You know what that is, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. It's from the Latin meaning more bounty.
That's right. And I'm giving you each more bounty to the tune of $100 a month.
$100?
Yep. You can collect it at the end of the month if you have any left, that is.
What do you mean if we have any left? Who's going to take it away from us?
Well, in a manner of speaking, you will. See, from now on, any argument I hear around here will cost each of you 50 cents.
What?
Am I to understand that we must now pay in order to argue?
That's one way of looking at it. And by the way, it doesn't matter who started the argument either. If you participate in one, it's going to cost you 50 cents. Any insult I hear will cost you a dollar.
A dollar?
That's right. Insults can be more damaging than just arguing, so I think it's only fitting that they cost more, don't you?
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm tired of hearing you argue and insult each other all the time. I've asked you to stop it, but that doesn't seem to have any effect. So I had to figure out another way to get your attention.
Well, you most certainly did that.
Now, I'm going to mark down your deductions on this clipboard. That's basically the deal. You can have $100 a month free and clear, or you can fight and argue. You see, the choice is yours.
Well, this is great. And it ought to be pretty easy, too, if a certain party can learn to keep his big mouth shut.
That'll cost you $1.
For that? But that wasn't an insult.
Sorry about that.
Ignorance is as ignorance does, eh, Mr. Whitaker?
It certainly is, Eugene. And that just cost you a dollar, too.
Huh? All right, you two. This is our first big outing at the mall since you've been on your budgets. Now, your mom and I have some shopping to do of our own, so we're going to let you go it alone. It's, let's see, about 1:30 right now. We want you to meet us at Wits End at, say, 4 o'clock. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Listen, have fun. Oh, and remember what we said.
We will.
Okay. And be careful.
Yes.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, are you sure we're doing the right thing?
About as sure as I am about anything a parent has to do.
It's just that I think Jimmy will do okay, but I don't know about Donna.
Well, we've talked to them about their budgets for a couple of weeks now. We have to find out if they caught on sometime.
Yes, you're right.
Come on, let's see if we can stick to our own budget.
As long as we can go to the Bahamas.
Mary.
Kidding! I'm kidding, George.
Hi there, George. Mary, how are you?
Fine. We're just out doing a little shopping.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Actually, we dropped the kids off at the mall and told them we'd meet them here. Have they come in yet?
Well, Jimmy's here. He's over at the Inventor's Corner. Jimmy! Well, I haven't seen Donna yet.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound too good.
Oh, say, How about a nice hot cup of cocoa, huh?
Oh, sure. Very nice.
Be right back.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, son. How was your afternoon? Did you buy anything?
Just a new little tank for my soldier collection.
That's it? No Zapazoids?
Nah. I started to get it, but then I thought that if I did, I wouldn't have any money left over for the Bible school retreat in a couple of weeks. So I decided not to get it.
Well, good for you, son.
Yes, it's wonderful. But where's your sister?
Yeah. Well, the last time I saw her, she was headed for Greenway's department store. She kept talking about that coat.
Oh, dear. And she really wanted to go on that retreat.
Well, here's your cocoa, folks.
Oh, thanks, Whit.
You bet.
Well, Mary, she's got to learn. Maybe if she misses this one, she'll think twice about the next one.
Are you talking about Donna? Because here she comes now.
Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late. What are you all staring at?
You don't have any packages.
No, I don't.
You didn't buy anything?
No, I didn't.
But we thought you'd come back with half the store, or at least with that coat you wanted.
Oh, that. Well, I started to get it. I was even in line ready to buy it. When I thought of something you said when this whole thing started, Mr. Whitaker.
And what was that, Donna?
You said that we're all stewards of God, that he's given us everything we have, and that he expects us to use it wisely. Well, I didn't think buying the coat was a very good way of using the money he gave me. So instead, I went by the church and put part of it in the missionary fund.
That was a lovely thing to do, sweetheart.
Well, you'll be able to go on the Bible school retreat now.
Oh, yes, she will.
I will?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to give the retreat to you as a gift.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Well, that's very nice, George. It's also part of being a good steward, because that's what God does for us. It's called grace.
Whit, we've done it! We've done it!
Done what?
We've conquered our arguments and insults.
You have?
Yeah, we'll be able to get our bonuses this month after all.
Well, I'm happy you're cured, but I don't quite know how to tell you.
Tell us what?
That you both used up your bonuses a long time ago.
We have? Oh, that's just great! Great! Thanks a lot, Eugene. Oh, you know, you blow everything.
Hey,
if it weren't for you, I would have my bonus.
There are lots of things to remember about being a good steward, but the most important thing can be found in the 24th Psalm, verse 1. It says, "The earth is God's and everything in it, the world and all the people who live there." And just like Donna learned in today's program, we need to use not only money...
Money?
Yes, but time and all the other things God gives us to accomplish the goals he has put in front of us.
Yeah, I suppose that is something we sort of forgotten.
I'd say so.
As a matter of fact, there were a lot of things in today's story we could put into practice around here. Would you excuse me a minute? I'd like to write them down while they're fresh in my mind.
That's a good idea. In fact, that might be a good idea for you listeners out there, too. See if you can think of some good ways to manage your money. excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I know you're still busy writing, but I finished filling out this form. Can I take my money out of my savings account now?
Oh, you wanted money from your savings account. This is to take money out of your checking account. You'll have to step out of line and fill out a different form.
Oh, no! Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.